Just a little, very short devotional to focus our thoughts on the spiritual exercise before us tonight. So if you turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, we'll just read from verse 16 to 18, just those three verses in 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray without ceasing. Seems impossible. Maybe in past centuries it wasn't as difficult. You know, way back in the days when every task affected the family's survival. Of course, they prayed, because if the crop died, they would starve. If someone got sick, there was no medical help. Life was dangerous, it was fragile, and people weren't distracted way back then by social media, mobile phones, the internet. Pray without ceasing. Today, who could be expected to keep their mind on God at all times? Surely God wouldn't expect that of us, because he knows more than anyone how flawed we are, how short our attention spans are. Except that nowhere in the Bible is there an asterisk after this verse that says, you know, pray without ceasing, little asterisks down to the bottom of the page, unless you're really, really busy. Well, friends, here's the good news. Not only is it possible to pray without ceasing, but it's possible to do so even while we are going about our ever busy lives. And really, it's all about shifting your thought process and turning everyday moments into prayer and everyday activities into prayer. So when we were going through the armor of God, when Paul is asking for prayer, we're talking about, you know, how you pray on the armor when you're getting dressed in the morning. And you do that in a similar vein when it comes to praying without ceasing. You're driving in the car, something comes on, the radio about a death or whatever, you know, you turn it into prayer. Keep that connection open with God, and keep that communication open with God as you go through your day. And as we come before God in a couple of moments to pray, that connection will be opened as we come boldly into God's presence and seek his face. Maintaining a healthy relationship requires communication. So always be online with God. The command to pray without ceasing should certainly motivate us rather than intimidate us. And armed with joy, rejoice always, armed with joy and thankfulness, we can certainly be a people who overflow in prayer.